I love the country. I wanted to be out of towns and away from excitement. I only wanted to lie on my back under a tree and read a book or draw a picture, and not worry about being jumped or carrying a blade or ending up married to some scatterbrained broad with no sense. The country would be like that, I thought dreamily. I would have a yellow cur dog like I used to, and Soda Pop could get Mickey Mouse back and ride in all the rodeos he wanted to. And Darry would lose that cold, hard look and be like he used to be 8 months ago, before Mom and Dad were killed. Since I was dreaming, I brought Mom and Dad back to life. Mom could bake some more chocolate cakes, and Dad would drive the pickup out early to feed the cattle. He would slap Darry on the back and tell him he was getting to be a man, a regular chip off the block, and they would be as close as they used to be. Maybe Johnny could come and live with us, and the gang could come out on weekends, and maybe Dallas would see that there was some good in the world after all, and Mom would talk to him and make him grin in spite of himself. "You got quite a mom," Dally used to say. "She knows the score." She could talk to Dallas and kept him from getting into a lot of trouble. My mother was golden and beautiful. "Pony boy!" Johnny was shaking me. "Hey, Pony, wake up!" I sat up shivering. The stars had moved. "Glory, what time is it?" "I don't know. I went to sleep, too, listening to you rattle on and on. You'd better get home. I think I'll stay all night out here." Johnny's parents didn't care if he came home or not. "Okay," I yawned. Gosh, but it was cold. "If you get cold or something, come on over to our house." "Okay." I ran home, trembling at the thought of facing Darry. The porch light was on. Maybe they were asleep and I could sneak in, I thought. I peeked in the window. Soda Pop was stretched out on the sofa, sound asleep, but Darry was in the armchair under the lamp reading the newspaper. I gulped and opened the door softly. Darry looked up from his paper. He was on his feet in a second. I stood there chewing on my fingernail. "Where the heck have you been? Do you know what time it is?" He was madder than I'd seen him in a long time. I shook my head wordlessly. "Well, it's 2 in the morning, kiddo. Another hour and I would have had the police out after you. Where were you, Pony boy?" His voice was rising. "Where in the almighty universe were you?" It sounded dumb even to me when I stammered, I went to sleep in the lot." "You what?" He was shouting, and Soda Pop sat up and rubbed his eyes. "Hey, Pony boy," he said sleepily. "Where you been?" "I didn't mean to," I pleaded with Darry. "I was talking to Johnny, and we both dropped off."
"I reckon it never occurred to you that your brothers might be worrying their heads off and afraid to call the police because something like that could get you two thrown in a boy some so quick it'd make your head spin. And you were asleep in the lot. Pony boy, what on earth is the matter with you? Can't you use your head? You haven't even got a coat on."
I felt hot tears of anger and frustration rising. "I said that I didn't mean to."
"I didn't mean to," Darry shouted, and I almost shook. "I didn't think. I forgot. That's all I hear out of you. Can't you think of anything?"
"Darry," Soda Pop began, but Darry turned on him.
"You keep your trap shut. I'm sick and tired of hearing you stick up for him."
He should never yell at Soda. Nobody should ever holler at my brother. I exploded.
"Don't you yell at him," I shouted. Darry wheeled around and slapped me so hard that it knocked me against the door.
Suddenly it was deathly quiet. We had all frozen. Nobody in my family had ever hit me. Nobody. Soda was wide-eyed. Darry looked at the palm of his hand where it had turned red, and then he looked back at me. His eyes were huge. "Pony boy." I turned and ran out the door and down the street as fast as I could. Darry screamed, "Pony, I didn't mean to—" But I was at the lot by then and pretended I couldn't hear. I was running away. It was plain to me that Darry didn't want me around, and I wouldn't stay if he did. He wasn't ever going to hit me again. "Johnny," I called, and started when he rolled over and jumped up almost under my feet. "Come on, Johnny, we're running away." Johnny asked no questions. We ran for several blocks until we were out of breath. Then we walked. I was crying by then. I finally just sat down on the curb and cried, burying my face in my arms. Johnny sat down beside me, one hand on my shoulder. "Easy, pony boy," he said softly. "We'll be okay." I finally calmed down and wiped my eyes on my bare arm. My breath was coming in quivering sobs. "Got a cigarette?" He handed me one and struck a match. "Johnny, I'm scared."
"Well, don't be. You're scaring me. What happened? I never seen you bawl like that."
"I don't very often. It was Derry. He hit me. I don't know what happened, but I couldn't take him hollering at me and hitting me, too. I don't know. Sometimes we get along okay, then all of a sudden he blows up on me, or else is nagging at me all the time. He didn't used to be like that. We used to get along okay. Before Mom and Dad died. Now he just can't stand me. I think I like it better when the old man's hitting me," Johnny sighed. "At least then I know he knows who I am. I walk in that house and nobody says anything. I walk out and nobody says anything. I stay away all night and nobody notices. At least you got soda. I ain't got nobody."
"Shoot," I said, startled out of my misery. "You got the whole gang. Dally didn't slug you tonight 'cause you're the pet. I mean, golly, Johnny, you got the whole gang."
"It ain't the same as having your own folks care about you," Johnny said simply. "It just ain't the same." I was beginning to relax and wonder if running away was such a great idea. I was sleepy and freezing to death, and I wanted to be home in bed, safe and warm under the covers, with Soda's arm across me. I decided I would go home and just not speak to Derry. It was my house as much as Derry's, and if he wanted to pretend I wasn't alive, that was just fine with me. He couldn't stop me from living in my own house. "Let's walk to the park and back. Then maybe I'll be cooled off enough to go home."
"Okay," Johnny said easily. "Okay." Things gotta get better, I figured. They couldn't get worse.
I was wrong.